Broadcasting live from your mama's bedroom.
You won't be talking about my mama, son.
You are now listening to the F What You Heard radio show. Don't be alarmed. It's just three educated black guys talking that gangster shit.
Yes, indeed, people. Welcome in to another edition of F What You Heard Radio. My name is DJ Tay Ferg, and I'm here with the crew. As usual, I want to start off by saying what's up to my man, the Wolf of BK, a.k.a. Dark Money, a.k.a. Dub on the BK side. What's up, sir?
What's up? What's up, fellas?
All right. Back up in this joint.
Okay. Hell yeah. All right.
Of course, man, we got the one and only DJ Econic in the building. What's up, brother?
Here we killer. What's happening, fellas? We back in this biatch.
You already know what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? But yo, man, we let the people know you are listening to the F What You Heard radio show. We do this live from your mama's bedroom. Every time we get the chance to, you can catch the show out there on iTunes, Google Podcasts. But if you know how to spell the show, and we do that, EFFWHATUHEARD radio, you can type that into your Google search engine, hit enter, and pow, we in your face.
All right? Yes.
Skeet. Sir. From time to time, man, you can catch us out there messing around on social media. You can hit me up at DJ Tay Ferg. You kind of?
DJ underscore ECONIC.
And Wolf.
Wolf underscore of underscore BK.
All right. Get out there, man. Hit us up. Interact with us. Your boy DJ Econic is DJing all over the place right now. So hit him up for them. It's kind of getting into the fall. So you might have a little fall shindig, a little football game action, you know?
Dude, man. Hey, I got, hit me up. I got specials on the pumpkin spice, coffee parties, back to school shing dings.
Back to school. Cool.
Break your leave parties. anything you want. Clean out your gutter parties. Whatever you want, motivation. I'm there.
Rake your leaves party. People be out there in the yard raking their leaves with the rake, like turbo and breaking.
But here's that broom.
Oh man, I ain't seen that movie in a minute, man. I used to love that joint, man.
Popping that lock.
Oh man, hell, that was shit. Wolf BK, man, I know you available. You can help the people get the party started, do a little hosting, get them up to date on all the apps and the social medias, right?
Man, but I don't know if I'm ready for the season yet, man. This dude, he's talking about, he got the pumpkin spice already, man. I haven't even had my first pumpkin beer of the season yet. I need to get right. Shit. What?
Y'all know how y'all drink that shit.
Man, that shit is delicious. It's the taste of fall, man.
Taste of fall.
This is what it's doing.
You ready for it? Hit Wolf up for commercials, man. This man ready to pitch.
Hell spice. Yeah. The taste pumpkin of beer, dog. So good. You can only drink two of them, though. It get nasty after that.
Shit.
Wait.
It's nasty after the first sip.
Nah, man. Nah.
That shit is skunk beer.
Just sound like it's just, you just take a sip, it's just gonna sit with you up for the whole weekend.
I didn't have pumpkin beer yet, but I had some pumpkin cider. What was that? Was it yesterday? No, the day before, Saturday. I had some pumpkin cider, man, at Bedvine. Woo! So good. Okay, I only could have two, though. Again,
brother, how come we ain't got no yam cider, brother? Huh?
Yam. So,
how come we ain't got no sweet potato brew, brother? Riddle me that, Brom, brother. Huh?
But then that bean pie soda.
You know what I'm saying? What's up with that, brother?
Why don't we have greens as a brew, my man?
Oh, you just let the greens sit for a couple of days. Get you some pot liquor.
Yes.
Yo, man, we got
and clean out your system at the same time.
At the same time, see that pumpkin, it's just gonna sit on you. You know what I'm saying? Man. That probably could get you moving, clean out your whole system.
Sure enough, clear out guts. Rooms too.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, man, we got some topics for the people this week, man. Wanna in the wake of the Antonio Brown AB getting axed from the Patriots, I have a couple questions, or at least a question for the fellas around AB's treatment as it relates to how the NFL handled the Robert Kraft situation. So we kind of want to get into some of that. And also, man, everybody's been talking about this Tekashi 6ix9ine testifying in court in a Fed case. Sounds like a pretty serious racketeering case the Fed's got going on against allegedly the gang that he's a member of. But again, man, the T has been, this dude is just telling everybody's business. So.
You got to sing.
I ain't singing. He's singing like a fucking canary. Want to get it, fellas, an opportunity to get anything off their chest so that 6ix9ine don't beat him to the punch on the stand. Because he's telling everybody business, man. All right?
Damn it.
Of course, we got some shout-outs, middle fingers, FUs, and we might have a couple surprise topics in there depending on how this episode goes, all right?
Word.
So, yo, man, like I said, want to get into this AB scenario because, okay, let me start off by saying this. I think everybody can agree that Antonio Brown's behavior over the last few months has been less than what you would expect for somebody, I think, at the stage of career that he finds himself at, and for someone who's had the financial success, right? So he's been successful on the field, but he's been able to score endorsements, be on TV shows. But again, lately, seems like something has really been going wrong for AB. Now, I don't think what AB has allegedly done is great. However, when it comes to NFL, I think we've got a long history to look back on with regard to the league being pretty inconsistent when it comes to dealing with players and issues that they have outside of the arena. And in particular, I found it even more interesting that when it comes to dealing with issues that owners or members of team staff may have, the NFL seems to take a different approach. So what am I getting at here? So my point is this. I feel like the NFL is practicing a level of hypocrisy, favoritism, possibly even racism, in my opinion. This is my opinion.
I think it's legit.
That Antonio Brown was released while he was being investigated by the NFL for these latest assault allegations with a young lady he used to work with. Now, the hypocrisy comes in when I'm talking about the fact that the Patriots owner, Robert Kraft, was arrested at a massage parlor in Florida just before the last Super Bowl. And seemingly, he has incurred no penalty financially or as it relates to him being able to operate or move as the owner of the Patriots as he had prior to this incident. So maybe let me start with Iconic here. And I don't know, do you agree with my allegations here, or maybe do you see it a different way as it relates to how the NFL is dealing with Antonio Brown versus maybe how they deal with somebody like Robert Kraft?
My gut is I disagree. Yeah, I disagree. And I don't know. What I'm thinking is a player versus owner. Is at play. So money's at play. Race, skin color is at play. Robert Kraft, white man, AB, black man. What else is at play? Owner, player, black. I'll stick with those two. So given those two, you know, there's white man, there's privilege at play, he's an owner. The owner most likely has a lot of, most likely has more influence. I don't know, man. I just think that, I think the way that the NFL handled Antonio Brown was fair, given the things that he had done. I actually thought there was opportunity for him to be kicked, to be gone a long time ago. I'm actually surprised, honestly, that New England even took a chance with him. First and foremost,
I'm not.
I was really surprised about that. I wasn't surprised that they got rid of him soon thereafter. They realized that his dumb ass decided to send one of the chicks a quote unquote threatening text message from his phone.
Oh my God.
So I don't know, man. I mean, without trying to examine this detail by detail, I just think that the treatment of AB was warranted. Per his alleged transgressions, Kraft. I don't know, man. Yes, I do think that what he did warranted more, at least some punishment. However, I am not surprised that nothing has come down yet.
Given those other things, okay.
Yeah, given he's an owner, given he's a white man. Given he's a white man who is wealthy. And so, and we have seen this play out in so many other facets of life outside of sports.
Right.
I mean, we each have, I'm sure we each can account, can share a count of this playing out in maybe our own personal workspaces.
Right.
Man, this I think it's fair. In summary, I think it's a fair treatment of AB. I'm not surprised at the treatment by Kraft. Dub, what you got, man?
All right, so let me start off with the person who we have less receipts on as far as evidence of what the accusations are really happening, and that's AB, right? So we do have the text, right? Those are receipts, but everything else is pretty much alleged at this point, and you know, we need to, you know, get some more facts. Now, when it comes to Robert Kraft, funny thing about this situation is there's actually a flight plan, right, that was published right when this shit came out, right? So this motherfucker flew from Boston to Florida, got his services done, then flew to Kansas City to the playoff game where New England was playing the playoff game, and then back to Boston. The hilarious part about that, obviously, is that Florida is nowhere close to being on the way to Kansas City from Boston. But the hilarious thing about it is, like, I remember looking at the strip mall where all this thing went down. I'm like, damn, if a billionaire is flying multiple states to get to this place to get his, to get quote unquote massage, right? To get his medicine, man, these women out here better know. I mean, y'all gotta take notes on this, man. Like, check this out. If a billionaire is willing to go to a strip mall that looks like Day Day and Craig are the gardener during the day, right? Like, what do you think an everyday dude gonna do if he ain't getting his medicine? Oh man, I remember seeing that strip mall. I'm like, man, that's some top flight security type of strip mall right there. This dude is in the 70s, man. What are you gonna do when your wife died when you're in the 70s, man? You gotta get back out there right now. I mean, I just looked up who his girlfriend is right now. She's not too much younger than us. But yeah, man, this dude was trying to get his, you know, trying to get his bearings back.
Should have, right? Get his rocks off.
Right. So check this out. We got the flight plan of this cat going from Boston to wherever, Florida, back to Kansas City, back to Boston. There's also videotape of this dude inside the establishment doing what he was doing.
Well, shit, right? That's receipts.
Exactly, right? So we know right now, right? You know, the case is pending. It's not adjudicated yet. But we know that he did it, right? Now, there might be some legal wrangling that he can do to get out of it so he doesn't get in trouble or whatever. But the crime is already done, right? Right. So what the NFL does after whatever, after this case is adjudicated, wherever it goes, is going to show you where their head is at. Now, with the AB situation, you know, I kind of feel that if New England took a chance on this dude, and it might have been that they took a chance on a dude because the owner is in the same type of shit, I don't think they should have dropped him. I mean, if you picked him up, I don't think you should have dropped him at this point because the owner is going through the same stuff. Is this ridiculous?
Yeah. I don't think they knew
about it. That's the part.
I'm sorry, what'd you say, E?
I think they dropped him because they didn't know about these other allegations, which tells me there's a gap in their due diligence.
Okay, but to that, there's a videotape of Kraft doing what he was doing. There's a flight plan that actually puts him at the scene as well, right? But nothing's happening until the whole case is worked out, right? What I'm saying is, I'm not saying that they shouldn't drop him eventually. I'm just saying right now, you don't know what's what. So why drop him right now? Why drop him right now? You don't know what's what with the owner. You don't know what's what with AB.
And that's the question I had throughout all this, was just like, how is AB's case more definitive, or seemingly you all have more deep, like, I guess what's being, to me, what may be implied is that, well, we kind of know where this is going. Mm-hmm. So, to your point, given all the details you know about Kraft, like, aren't we, I mean, if there's anything to be made, like, Kraft's fate is kind of sealed.
Hold on, Tate. I want to stop you off right there. There's one more major thing that I forgot to put in here is this. This is part of a human trafficking ring. I mean, like, yo, human. Just think about that. Human trafficking.
Mm-hmm. Right. And this is where I was thinking, was just like, well, you know, given all the details we know around this case, now whether or not he knew all that or whatever, that
he knew, I think they'll be able to fly his ass to Florida from Boston
to hash those details out in court. And I would make the argument, like, you know, whether you knew that or not, it really don't matter. But you know, yeah, it just still seems like, yeah, AB's behavior has not been good. And again, like, not representative or reflective of somebody where he is in his career. But there's still an active open investigation to all his stuff, you know. That's the at least for me, the hypocritical side of all this, and in particular the inconsistency with which the NFL and maybe even to seemingly to what he was saying with regard to the Patriots maybe not doing all their homework. Like, it's just very inconsistent with regard to how to deal with these issues. And the coverages. And I'm also, I know why, but, like, nobody's even raised this. I'm like, how y'all, like, we just gonna skip over all this? Like,
right.
Nobody gonna say nothing?
Yo, human trafficking ring. That means, look, the odds are Robert Kraft has either been told by other rich white dudes that this was going on, or he's told other of his friends that this was going on, and he was complicit of making this ring work.
Right. So I see one flaw in our evaluation here. This is a apples to oranges type of comparison.
Yeah, I think so. One is way more serious than the other.
I totally agree.
You know what? I don't want to say that. If there's victims on both sides, they're of equal importance.
True, True. However, my point was, is apples or oranges, both could be serious. Both potentially are very serious allegations. But as an apple to oranges comparison, I think it would be an easier comparison if it was AB versus another player. I think it would be easier comparison if it was two players versus a player and an owner.
Well, let me ask you this though, E. Like, but they're both fruit, right?
They're both what?
So what? The apples and oranges are both fruit.
Yeah.
Right? So if they're both fruit, what is really, like, what are the distinctions we're really trying to make here?
If I think we're trying to evaluate if the level of the consequences or level of punishment are reasonable wait a minute. What are we trying to compare?
I'm with you. Exactly. Right.
So this keep in mind here. Like, so this keep the context clear. The NFL has not suspended either of these two people. What happened here is this player went to the team where the owner is going through this shit, and then this stuff comes out, and the team releases him. Mm-hmm. But the owner is not being disassociated with the team as he's going through the same process. That's the hypocrisy.
I see. So what would make you feel better if Kraft was suspended or forced to not be able to take part in team activities until he had his day in court?
We don't know all the details, and the NFL was supposed to be in the midst of an investigation around these things. And then on the other side, we got somebody who was like, is caught on tape. There is a, as Doug mentioned, there is a flight plan.
FAA records.
Like, they got the full video of this cat.
To this day.
You know what I mean? To this day.
Number 548
829. I'm going, wait a second. To your point, like, yeah, like, again, like, I don't think AB's behavior, at least what we know about this, it's not good. And I'm not saying that there shouldn't be any punishment for him. I just don't understand, how do we get to a point to where we're ready to part ways with him? While, again, the team made the decision, yes, but the NFL was still investigating his case.
Privilege.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's like, it's so glaring, to at least to me, like. And no, again, it's just like, how do people just ignore this? And like, I know why they're ignoring it, because, you know, the NFL is pretty powerful. And, you know, if you have these type of thoughts or ideas, you probably better to keep them to yourself if you want to keep your job.
Exactly.
But,
yep. You better not say that about Kraft.
Right. You know what I mean? Like, it's that phone going to ring immediately at commercial. You will not be back for the next segment.
The funny thing is, like, when you think about, like, what is alleged and what you had to premeditate more to do, right? So, AB, it looks like this dude flipped out and sent some text messages. That could have been a spur in the moment thing, not to excuse it, because again, if there's a victim, it's serious.
Absolutely.
Yo, when you actually call up your pilot and say, all right, the game is at 4. Let's leave Boston at 11. Get down to Florida. Spend a couple hours there. And then wheels up at, you know, 2 o'clock.
Couple so hours.
You know what I'm saying? So we can get
duck sick.
Couple hours? What you talking about? They was there for about 15 minutes.
Yo, and the, you know, man, and then like, look, man, I don't want to make too light of this, man. Yeah, but yo, man, sure, this, right. This motherfucker bought jet fuel for this. You know how expensive jet fuel is?
Hey, man, we just had to, you know how destructive it is. You got one motherfucker on the plane going out of there to get top. You like, you one dude on the plane.
That's expensive. That's some expensive shit, bro. Man,
it's expensive, man. And it's destructive to the environment. How much does that trip
cost? just from Boston to Florida to Kansas City, that part of the trip, how much did that cost?
I can't imagine.
$25,000.
Probably.
$50,000.
Man, old, I mean,
old girl must be a beast.
You know, I mean, to divert your plane like that, yes. I mean, that game is strong down there in Florida, boy. Woo.
Man.
And that, yeah. Look, man, we need to get go to a break, man. We're going to play a little music, and we're going to come back with another topic, man. It's up to her radio. Oh, my goodness.
Let's do a 180. Like, shit, hold on, man. Hold on. Let me go down to Florida real quick. Hold on.
Yeah. DJ Tay Ferg, man. You know what it is. You checking out F What You Heard Radio. Boo.
Ego on a pill and a half, she sniffing coke off of a Sino. I ignore her because her pussy is tighter than Speedos. Caught in the lust of the moment, I'm feeding her evils. Eating edibles, watching some TiVo. Reminiscing on that day that we met. She said, I'm with me, I said, I'm stacked. You know, we instantly clicked. I never knew that me and you would be some shit I regret. She ain't really fuck with drugs, I got her into that mess. That party and follies on Molly's, I wanna forget, but I can't. We living to get high. Cause we living to get high. We was living to get high. We was living to get high. Whitney became addicted, afflicted, loving prescriptions. And yes, I'm feeling guilty, I put her in this position. Nights at the club, popping pills, drinking, tripping. Living for the moment, so high we couldn't listen. Strobe lights glisten, Greystone, greenhouse, club live sniffing. Forgetting who we was, all the arguments and bitching. Sitting in the kitchen, over top of your body. Something feels different, you unconscious, it seems you overdosed at the party. Now I'm in the lobby of the hospital, sorry, that's what I'm saying. The guard in the bathroom flushing his smiley. But all the apologies won't erase the shit I started, I'm fucked up. Yeah, we was living to get high.
I'm digging on the Sheba, pulling Sheba, she be splurging. We lurking with the cone, cause we be murking from the boogie. And shitting on the paps, cause they job faking what
you. Yeah, three shots of life for all night, she dig it. Kept it hot, a Kenyatta, tip big clipper, get hipper. Spilling coffee inside my order, Mo Eldo. Crack is setting, it never was happening, full of Kevissa. flurry. Keep your eye on the low, or Mr. Heavenly Glory.
Catch me coming with hammers and traumas, with the Buddhas and Rugas, and Sly Cruisers and Rovers. Diamond crooks taking it over with razors and cutters, with the sugar and butters, pimping Caesars and levers. We live for coolie hot treasures and
check the queen bee, Lady Reed digging grace. Check the place, 3 o'clock, shat, no we ain't. Fred and Cat, bring it in the paint, no such thing. Blast the dynamite, sing my super fly to the Cleopatra in the casino with gold sugar. Dig my Harlequin and drench you in my Dino guns.
From Bevel to Bevel, in the Montero, sliding the devil with bottles of Vosti, Spumante to tranquilize my heaven. Count seven, we getting splits and shooting sugar to the show. These Lucchini to spare. Let me see you, it's dudes in the air. World life.
Yeah, you need to come and shot and check low. Relax yourself and let the sugar love you.
Yeah, I got you. Why?
You need to come and shot and check low. Relax yourself and let the sugar love
you. Yeah, keeps you
wild. You need to come and shot and check low. Relax yourself and let the sugar love
you. Yeah, I got you. Why?
You need to come and shot and check low. Relax yourself and let the sugar love
you. Keeps the party live. The 80 proof is leaking, got me screeching Jersey dry. We screaming cause we villains and our caliber is bringing. I'm laying in the purple rain until I see some action. We move in motion. That's continuous and that's
the bubbly pouring through me in Cleopatra's casino. Sweet backing, coolie hijacking, jitterbugs, a little session. Dolomites out of sight, anti-hottest cats in the city. On the money, taking the tri-state under saucy vine. Billy Holiday and the Foxy Browns with my Harlequins, a penny heat repellent, reflecting crystals, it's Hollywood.
Don't call it stars, cause we licking Cuban cigars and sipping mo. Playing the jigger, counting the figures on the low and low. Blessing the dimes, keeping my campus on the higher flow. Living the crimes, hitting them sly for the chinos.
Yo, Prince of the city, pouring right on the JJ's and saute. Cap Calloway and the last of the finest shots. Cyrus crisis is coming lower with jiggers less than zero. That sex to low, dice to low. I tell you what, when the night vision decision underneath the silver moon. Boys from Company C, A Day, shake it live.
Chief beef for Stone and Rob and Chevro beef for midnight. The safety's off the toaster and my shadows by the moonlight. Cause leaders on the levels and the lowest on the EQ. My stamina is sugar and it's love, love forever, y'all.
Yeah,
a ghetto love is the law that we live by. Day by day, I wonder why my shorty had to die. I reminisce about my ghetto princess every day. Renee.
About this honey named Renee that I met one day on my way back from John Jay. I'm peeping shorty as she's walking to the train. I tap her on the shoulders. Excuse me, miss, but can I get your name? She said my name is Renee. I said that's not a whole lot to say, so may I walk you to the subway? She said if you want. So yo, we started talking. I bought 2 francs and 2 drinks and we began walking. I had to see where her head was at, cause the gear was mad fat. So we must chat about this and that. She told me what she was in school for. She wants to be a lawyer. Shorty studies law. I'm telling shorty I'm a writer. And as she's looking for a token, she drops it back and jumps the easy rider. Covers her mouth with a name ring. I said, yo, don't sweat the technique, shorty rock. I do the same thing, but yet I use Philly blunts. She said I never took the Philly blunts because I heard that's the silly stunts. I said, nah, they run slow. Right now I really don't know you, but maybe later on I can get to show you. Besides a fingernail, shorty got the hair do a pain. Now understand she got flavor. A tough leather jacket with some jeans and a chain and her mom's gave her. Got off the train about 6:34. She wasn't sure she had grub for the door, so we hit the store. Went to the crib and turned the lights on. A crazy magazine stand, a message, some item. A leather couch, a stereo system with crazy CDs. Understand, cause she got cheese. She said, cheese, do what you want. She said, I'm gonna feed the dog. I said, alright, well, I'm a grown. Came back with strength bands and a ponytail, a t-shirt. Hey, yo, top, I got a tenderoni girl. We're sitting on the couch, chat. We're smoking, so the balcony was staring at me like. She started feeling on my chest. I started feeling on the breast. And there's no need for me to stress the rest. Hey, yo, I got myself a winner. We spoke the before we ate. And after we ate dinner, she had a tattoo. The only one to go to see. But first, damn, the lights turn up the Jodeci. I'm like, whatever, shorty rock, we could swing it like that. Cause on the real, this is where it's at.
Catch the fellas on Twitter.
Twitter update.
At DJ underscore Ecott, at DJ Tafer, and at NYC underscore Trifecta.
Yes, indeed, people. Welcome back to Everture Radio. DJ Terry Ferg here with DJ Econic, Edible from BK, a.k.a. Dub, a.k.a. Doc Money.
What up, what up?
All right. Yo, man, as I mentioned at the top of the show, we wanted to get into some talk around Mr. Tekashi 6ix9ine. Now, if you listen to the show, you know we haven't really talked about this case much at all. You probably never heard one of his records in any of our mixes, probably never will. But I think something is really interesting about all of this, because I think from the time this dude made his way onto the scene, everybody had some very strong feelings about him, because he was very much presented as a character, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Now, fast forward 2 years, because I think at least I feel like I heard the first records around 2017. So fast forward 2 years, we now know that he has been brought up on charges. He's already been sentenced for his crimes. He's looking at 47 years to life in prison. Mind you, this kid is not even, you know, barely 23, maybe.
He don't got to worry about doing none of that time.
Barely into it. So there we go. So thank you. So it comes out over the last few weeks that he has been more than willing to be cooperative with the feds, and has given them a lot of detail about the alleged gang that he was a part of and the crimes that the alleged members were involved in. Now, recently, he made some very significant headlines because he named two people in particular as, in fact, members of the particular set that he's a member of, but then also member of the Bloods gang at large. Now, I'm not going to say a bunch of names, all that kind of stuff here, but I will say this, which is to say that the people he's talking about, I don't think anybody who really follows hip hop had any doubts about that.
I actually did with one.
Maybe one.
Really? Oh, really?
No, I didn't know about the male.
Oh, I know. Okay, so now, Econic, you saying you didn't know about the female. Is that right? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then, Dub, you saying you didn't know about the male.
No, I didn't know. Really? I did not know about that.
Okay. Interesting. So maybe not everybody knew all this. So he's naming names, giving a lot of details, and it's been funny but also sad at the same time to kind of see what this young man has gone through. But also, to me, more I guess disheartening about this is that, you know, there's a lot of young people of color who are caught up in all this, both involved allegedly and then also maybe victims of these alleged crimes as well. So it's not, it's funny, but it ain't funny. But you know, we gonna try to find the light in all of this, man. So the one and only DJ Econic asked us on the hotline if there was anything we wanted to get off our chest and get out in front of, tell our business publicly before the homie 6ix9ine get up on the stand again and tell your business for you. Because I don't know about you, but I was always raised like, hey, if it's some business to tell, I want y'all to hear it from me instead of from people in the street. So, baby, let's start with Econic, man. You got anything that you want to share with the people before your man 6ix9ine get back up there and do something crazy?
Oh, damn it, man. Let me start with this one. 1989.
The number. Another song.
1989. Approximately 1989 in church with Mom Dukes. She don't know this. She gonna be mad when she find out, man. But damn it, I stuck in her purse and stole some candy. Stole some candy, man. But the thing is, she told me, like, damn it, you be eating too much candy all week. So when we get to church, I need you to behave yourself and don't be eating no more of my damn candy. And I took a piece of her candy. So damn, that's one. Also, 1989, May 1989, stole some money out my dad's wallet for lunch. They're gonna be mad at me about that shit.
Dennis LaValdez is about to get your ass for that
one. Man. Damn it, man. D.A. Valdez.
probably in college, a couple times, probably looking over someone's shoulder, maybe got an answer or two.
Hey, turn around. You be like, what you looking at,
I'm putting out there, man. What else? Man, I think I might have... Shit, just last week, I let my car door fly open and tag the car next to me.
Oh, man.
Got a little scratch and shit. Keep it pushing. No. Keep it pushing. No, nothing. Got it.
Dang.
I'm out of here.
My came out hot.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's all I got right now. I'm sure there's about 100 more, man, but... I want to see how good this cat is, because I got some more shit that I ain't willing to tell. So we'll see how good his intelligence is.
Oh, Wolf, what you got, man?
Oh, man. Hold on for a second.
What is this?
Sorry, Nick.
Oh, no. He's trying to come home.
Sorry, Nick. I'm trying to come home. Well, the walls are talking to me.
Uh-huh.
And I know you think I'm wrong.
Yeah, you do.
Sorry, Nick.
What you doing?
Trying to come home. Trying to come home.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
You're a fool.
Man, if they don't have a video for that, I know one is coming.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Let's see. Let me see. Let's see. I'm trying to go back as far as E. You know what? I'm gonna go in the early 80s. I'm gonna go in the late 80s too. I had ran out of tape, like a cassette tape that I used to record all the mixes that used to come on at late night on Saturdays. So I took one of my sister's cassette tapes and I recorded over the shit that she had so I could listen to the mix.
Oh, man. That's a violation.
Yeah, that is a violation. It is a violation. I remember that next morning, like that Monday morning, actually, when she actually put that bad boy in her cassette player in the bathroom to get ready, and she heard some heat, but it wasn't her heat.
You came in like, yeah. That shit slapping, ain't it?
Oh, man. Yeah,
I'm gonna slap you.
This is something that, you know, this is the jokester in me a little when I was a little kid. This might have been like, this was like definitely mid-80s. So grandmother never figured this out. But, you know, I didn't like my grandmother smoking. Uh-huh. So what I used to do was I used to clean out her ashtrays, like clean them real, real good where you wouldn't be able to tell that anything was in them ever. And then I would put water in the ashtray. And then watch her as she try to ash out the cigarette and watch her try to smoke a soggy cigarette.
So, hey.
You made shit.
Dang. Man. Set her up. Man.
Yeah, I had to go out and get a couple switches after that one.
You deserve that shit.
Oh, man. Let's see. Oh. Another thing of the trickster stuff, man. I just had a crazy like sense of humor. So I remember one day where me and my mom was going somewhere. But she had to stop at a gas station to actually put air in, like, the front tire of the car. Mm-hmm. And when she was, like, putting air in the, when she was putting air in the front tire of the car, I just leaned on the horn to see what would happen.
Oh.
Oh, no, man.
Man, she could have hit her head and knocked herself out, man. Oh, man. Too crazy. Oh, how did she react?
Nigga, you the dumb one, son.
My ass whoops.
I'm about to say, I know your mama, boy. Oh!
Oh, man. But, you know, I tried to put it off. I was like, Ma, I just was trying to crawl.
Accident. To I'm sorry.
Nah, there wasn't no accident. I did that shit on purpose. Oh, hell man. No. Let me see. Man, you know what? I might, maybe I should just stop while I'm ahead, man. Because right now I just sound like a horrible kid.
Yeah, you gotta make that next gathering with the folks, boy. Whew. They got some questions for you.
What about you, Tay?
Well, man, the first one that comes to mind, let me see. You know, growing up, man, in the 80s, man, I was a lovable young fella, but a portly little fella, you know?
Okay.
little Huskies. You know, I was rocking the Husky Lees, man, with the Adidas, you know what I'm saying?
I'm a so you was boys, sympathetic you know. To Little Brother's song, Good Clothes.
Oh, man, that touched my heart, brother, because that was me. Yeah. Yeah, up at JCPenney, dude, get them Husky Lees. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Get the Buddy Lees at 85, boy. With a mean cuff in them. So, yeah, man. So, I was trying to lose some weight, right? So, every day I go to school, you know, my pops would give me a little money for... to purchase a drink, right? Because I was bringing my own lunch because I was trying to cut down on the calories. Now, if y'all, I don't know if y'all remember this, but back in the day, man, the milk was 15 cents and like juice was like 15 cents. Now, I don't know about y'all school, huh?
Shit. Those Chili Willies, boy.
Woo. Oh my goodness. Now, I was a big chocolate milk drinker in them days, right? So, at my school, what they would do was they would bring out cartons, you know, kind of milk crates, those smaller chocolate milks in these milk crates, right?
Oh, I remember that.
And they would be on a little cart, but they would let students sell the milk. So you waiting to get in the cafeteria. Here come the students with the milk carts. So the kids would just run over to the milk cart, drop 15 cents in a little Maxwell House coffee can and pick up a milk. Now, I only had 15 cents. I was hungry. I wanted 2-3 milks to go with my lunch. So what I decided to do was I wait till the milk person got a couple people trying to buy milk from them. I would drop my little 15 cent in, grab me about 3-4 of them milks. Great hustle. And better than that, sometimes they would sell out of those milks. So it'd be cats at the table who didn't get no milk. So I make sure I got two. If I got 3 or 4, I sell them other that one or that other two to somebody else. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I love it. I love
stacking
it.
My bread. This
big smile on my face.
You know what I'm saying? So I could, you know, Bobby put that was comic book money or something. You know what I mean? Man, so that was a nice little hustle I had, man. Never lost. Never got caught.
That is some young entrepreneur Negro stuff.
Right. You know what I'm saying? The second thing, now this one has to do with me being older, being an adult, and I can't believe I'm getting ready to say this, man. But you know, when you're a parent, particularly a young parent, there are young parent meaning like you are new to parenting, I should say. You know, you start to learn habits of your kids, and there's some things that they do that you like, and some things that they like to do that you really don't want to do, but you participate in it with them because it's your kid. You want to see them happy. Now, my daughter loved this one particular radio station. So anytime we got into the car, she wanted to hear this radio station. And this stuff used to start to drive me crazy, man. I couldn't take it no more. So we get in the car one day. She asked me to turn the radio on to this particular station. And your boy acted like he couldn't find the station no more, man.
Oh, that's a violation. That's worse than my music violation. TikTok, dang.
I couldn't take no more of them little Disney songs, man. I just couldn't do it. I'm like, babe.
You ain't want to roll the kitty bop, dude?
Something wrong, baby. I don't know what's wrong today.
Man.
Baby, I love you, but you'll understand one day when you have your own children. God willing, if that's in the plan.
Man.
Tell you, man. Some things you do you ain't proud of in life, you know?
Man, you couldn't pretend that there was trap drums from the Bad Boys?
I mean, dude, the problem with this is like the problem with the radio, period, which is they play the same stuff all day long. So if you already don't like the music that they're playing, you got to hear it over and over and over again. I was tired of that.
Well, they're getting the kids ready for adulthood, because that's all they do for the dogs too.
Man, listen, you know, but hey, now I try to be more cognizant of it. Let her listen to whatever she wants to, but she's older now. She got headphones and a phone, so she do her own thing. So it's a lot easier.
Word up, you know what I mean? Word up.
She out here listening to Drake.
A little bit, man. You know, and the thing is, she getting to that age now where I really started to get into hip hop. You know, but it's a completely different time, and you know, she more into the pop music stuff. But you know, it's really interesting for me to think about her age and where I'm like, man, I know what I was listening to when I was your age. I hope I don't hear you listening to none of that stuff. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
Short, all that. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Whoa, man. Crazy, man. Mm-hmm. But what are you going to do? Mm-hmm. Yo, man, we getting long on time, man. We need to wrap this thing, get out of here, but I want to make sure we get some time for some shout-outs, middle fingers, FUs for this episode. Ooh. Man. So maybe we get to
Hold on for a second.
Uh-huh.
Hold on. We got a co-host that want to say something real quick.
Oh, no. Uh-oh. Hello? Who we got?
Sorry, dude. I'm trying to call you home.
Takashi, that you?
Sorry, nigga.
Dare you, Hernandez?
Takashi, quit snitching.
And I know you think I'm wrong. Yes, you are, motherfucker. You're wrong. Sorry, dead wrong, Takashi. Hey, no. Leave you up there naming people names like that.
Takashi and they're singing. Woo.
This is something else.
You think he gonna get on the remix?
I don't know what type of life this dude gonna have after this, man.
He ain't gonna have one. That's what I'm saying. He don't gotta worry about doing none of that time.
Whoa.
I will be very shocked.
Oh my god.
If man, that but dude he can't is alive go into the witness past protection. My birthday. Huh?
This dude cannot go into witness protection.
No.
Dude got tattoos all over his face. Like, come on, dog.
Nah.
Like, you gotta move out of the country.
Matter of fact, not only does he have tattoos all over his face, from which I heard that the feds are offering to pay to get removed, but this dude is gonna be more famous than the Jordan meme. He ain't gonna be able to go nowhere.
They gonna ghost gonna get him.
Ghost or Tommy, one of them niggas is gonna get him.
Oh, dude. My god.
That nigga Tommy is a monster. Somebody gonna get him, dude.
Woo. Oh man. Yo, man, you got some shout outs, middle fingers for this episode for the people.
Yeah, man, just real quick, hot off the presses, middle finger to the folks that killed. Y'all hear about Andre Emmett?
Oh, man.
I heard that he died. How'd he die?
Yeah, some cats rode up on him. He was in his car, sitting outside of his spot in Dallas. Cats rode up on him and shot him.
Crazy, man. That's really sad, man. Rest in peace. God bless, man.
Damn.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Left him there, man.
Did they try to rob him?
Details are kind of sketchy on what the motive was. Was it a robbery? Was it a hit? Unsure. Unsure at the moment.
It's I know just, somebody who could probably sell him out.
Well, you already know.
Shoot, maybe we need to hit him up. Maybe we need to hit him up and ask him what happened.
But middle fingers to, man, the folks that decided to take that young man's really? Life, man. It's so sad. Jesus. Middle fingers also, man, I sent y'all the video. You probably get a chance to see it. Middle finger to them store owners in Pennsylvania. All caught on video, and it was hard to watch, man. It was such a hard video to watch, man. But yeah, man, middle finger to these cats, man. Then, you know, they were, I think the gentlemen were of a Middle Eastern descent of some sort. Not to, you know, I don't know if that played, I don't know if race played into it, but it seems like it did. And, you know, shit, Pennsylvania is known to be very racist.
Dog, yeah. What did I tell you? Pittsburgh on one side, Philly on the other, Alabama in the middle.
Yeah, I mean, extremely racist state and very racist and unsafe areas of the state. And so definitely middle fingers to those folks. Shouts out to you know, all of our listeners, new and old, all of our business partners, Dry Tile, Brooklyn Props, and others. That's all I got, man.
Right on.
Good work.
All right.
I'll add Brooklyn Radio to that. And yes. The Brooklyn Props people just released a new podcast after a hiatus, man. So you guys should check it out.
Oh, word. Good looking. Shout out.
Gritty, they interview his dad. It's actually pretty funny. Shit. And it's actually a good episode. I want to give a shout out to Ramona Shelbourne. I think she did a really good job with the Donald Sterling 30 for 30 five-part series. I think it's called The Sterling Affairs. Mm-hmm. I showed DJ Tate Ferg this. So I actually sent her a tweet congratulating her on the show. But I did have I had two questions that hopefully she's working on answering. The first question is, who were the other people involved in going to the locker room with Donald Sterling when he was fondling the players, right? Mm-hmm. These had to be pretty well-known, wealthy people that were doing this. I just want names, right? I want names. But the most important thing that I asked as far as follow up is, in the one part of the series, she said that Kevin Johnson, the former player, but at the time of the incident was the Player Association president, asked the NBA for a reckoning of why nothing happened to Sterling for all those years before, you know, the tapes came out. And then that was it. She never followed that up. I want to know what the excuse was that the NBA gave the players. I really want to know the answer to that question. Yeah. But besides that, phenomenal series. I mean, I listened to the entire series, I believe, three or four times. It was really well done. I definitely took notes even how to tell stories from that series. Mm-hmm. So, well done. You know, it was probably one of my favorite podcasts of the year. Let's see. Besides that, middle finger to, I want to say middle finger to the Democratic Party, man, because, you know, we're looking, what is it? Today is the September 23rd. So we're looking at the news right now, almost 3 years after Trump won the election. And there's still not been any course of action for him actually using a foreign power to win an election. And he's doing it again because nothing happened the first time. I don't know about y'all, But like, if you keep getting away with stuff and you're like, you know, if you're a kid or an entitled person, whatever, and no one ever punishes you for doing it, you're going to probably keep doing the shit.
Yep.
And, you know, they're not holding anybody accountable right now. They're all trying to keep egg off their face or whatever, man. But in the meantime, this fool is doing this again. And this guy is probably going to win the next election because he's going to break all sorts of laws. Or if he does lose the election, I'm not too positive that he's going to give up the power. And this, and I'm going to have to blame the Democrats for this because they are allowing this man to manipulate them for years.
Yeah.
And they're not doing anything about it. It's a damn shame, man. Damn. It's a damn shame. Go ahead, my man. Go ahead, Tate.
Oh, man. Shout out to the young people all over the world who recently led a protest against climate change. I think this is one of the worst years I can remember with regard to natural weather-related emergencies. Actually, I have family down in Houston. Just talking with them recently, given the flooding and things they've experienced. So it's an urgent issue. And as usual, young people are tend to represent the best of us and are leading the charge on this. So shout out to them.
Pause for a second. Yeah. Pause. This is another tally against Robert Kraft.
It is.
You said the
oh, I'm sorry. Thing? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, solo trips in the jet. I mean, you're not helping us, man. Like, you're killing us. Melting glaciers. I mean, one trip like that, I think they said is incredibly detrimental to the environment. So, it's scary, man. This is much more urgent and pressing than we have any. I think that we really realize. So. I don't know. And then my middle finger, F you, goes to those police officers who arrested a 6-year-old for having a temper tantrum. Here we go again with regard to institutionalizing and normalizing for young black and brown people in this country. It's just really disheartening story. Heart goes out to the family and to the young woman, of course. And I hope that we can get to a point where these folks have to answer for what they did. Because seemingly, based on what we know, and I don't know if there are going to be any additional details with regard to a 6-year-old that's ever going to make me feel like that 6-year-old needs to be arrested for a temper tantrum. So. Yeah.
I mean, we living in a country where a person drove somebody off a bridge, left them in the car to drown, went to the funeral, and then ran for president twice. Mm-hmm. Never got arrested. And this kid, throws a tantrum and has handcuffs on. That is insane.
Unbelievable.
Privilege.
Man. All day. Yo, man. Appreciate y'all rocking with us on this one. Don't forget, hit us up on social media. I am at DJ Tay Ferg. Econic?
DJ Econic, ECONIC.
Wolf BK.
Wolf underscore of underscore BK. I'm on my way to Florida.
Oh, shit. I'm gonna leave right there, y'all. We'll catch y'all next one. Peace.
Peace. See ya.
Thank you for listening to the latest episode of F What You Heard. Pass the word, tell a friend, and oh, if you didn't like it, f*** you. Good night.